Kurt zum Mitnehmen.
Absolutely, like there are 5 different languages spoken in south of India alone, and only 2 of them are sister languages. You barely understand. You understand a decent extent. The other 3 are alien completely.
Wenn man zum Studieren ins Ausland geht, kann es schwierig sein, Anschluss zu finden und neue Leute kennenzulernen. Aber das muss nicht so sein. Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Kurt, Voices of TU, dem Podcast mit Menschen von der TU Dortmund. Weil unser Gast nicht so flüssig Deutsch spricht, reden wir in dieser Folge Englisch. My name is Ilya Winkler and with me is Hemant Selvaraja, Automation and Robotics student from India and former Vice President of the Erasmus Student Network Dortmund. In this episode, we are talking about how the Erasmus Student Network helps with integrating into campus folk. Hi Hemant.
Hello.
So we're going to start first this episode with quick questions. We ask them in every episode. That way we'll get to know you a little better. I'll begin a sentence and you answer with the rest. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
So I always come to the TU with...
Bus. That's the closest.
And the best coffee on campus has...
Unfortunately, I can't take milk, so I get my own coffee.
My favorite place at TU is...
Heilig.
And my best experience at TU was...
Building stuff here. You could use 3D printers and other equipment for free, which is my favorite time here.
The TU is for me...
A place to grow and become better.
Nice. That's it. So, you're 27 years old, from India, and studying in the master's program Automation and Robotics. Until July 2025, you were vice president of the Erasmus Student Network Dortmund. Hemant, what's your favorite robot you've ever worked on at the university?
I've started working on a real-life model of Wall-E. It's been fun. That was my hobby project. And as per the uni, we got to work on something called as turtle robots, and we could automate it, go through the labs just by sitting and like doing some pathways. So that was my best experience here.
Nice. That sounds really interesting. Your hometown of Visakhapatnam is in the south of India and has a big shipping and industrial sector, quite similar to how the Ruhrgebiet was in the past. The population of Visakhapatnam is around 2 million, and you did your bachelor's there. How was life like as a student in India?
It was wonderful. One of the biggest perks you get when you're in India is the food is absolutely gorgeous. The selection is wide, and then anywhere you could go, you could get like good selection of them. And that being said, Visakhapatnam as it is a beautiful city. The shore is not like 1 kilometer away from any point in the city. You're barely always in a great mood, and the city is a thriving one. And additionally, my college is like barely... maybe 2 kilometers away, so it was always a nice balance of studying and then taking a break, and then it was a mix.
Nice. And if you would compare it to your experiences at the TU now?
The only thing that I'm missing the most is sea, because I mostly grew up in coastal cities and Dortmund doesn't have one exactly nearby. But then if it's a consolence, I love Phoenix Sea nearby. And then it's not that far, maybe 20 minutes away from the uni, and so it's good. I love this here, and then this is more friendly place than I ever thought it would be. That was a great experience that I had so far here.
Why did you come to Dortmund of all places?
There were three reasons. One was the cost factor. TU Dortmund was a public university, and then the semester fees is about 300 to 400, which is even most of the unis in India won't be able to be study at this cost, which is like practically cheaper for us. And then the quality of education is pretty nice. We do get to use a lot of laboratory facilities and other things that as a country we're still working on, and it's like fairly advanced. And the other factor is that the cost of living in Dortmund is way lower than any of the other TUs around, like TU Berlin, TU Munich, even any big FH or some other things that you'd probably choose at Hamburg. It's pretty costly. So when it comes to TU, it is the beautiful amalgamation of cost, quality of living, and education facilities.
Yeah, that sounds great. It's also why I like a little bit went to Dortmund because like it's not Munich, it's not really expensive here, so that's nice. So the Erasmus Student Network, or ESN, is a community of students in Europe and above that organizes events to connect international students with the city and each other. One chapter is here at the international office at TU. So Hemant, what did you do for ESN?
I was the vice president for about a year, and I was a volunteer 6 months before. I'm still a volunteer here after my term has ended, which was very recently, barely like 2 to 3 weeks ago. And it was a great experience. Most of my daily responsibilities were like weekly meetings, seeing how the board was, how the members were doing, if the mental health of the volunteers is good, are they burning out, what's the quality of events that are being held, and, you know, upholding basic things like equality, safe environment, and a nice space for people to interact and make new friends.
So like you're more of a manager position than actually doing the planning?
Absolutely.
All right. So how did you get to know about ESN at first?
My experience in TU was very nice. But one of the things that you would experience when you move to a new country is that there's going to be a huge lack of friends. And that coupled with a country, if it talks a different language, completely different than you, then making a group of friends is quite intimidating. And ESN was doing a lot good in that terms, because they used to host a lot of events which were pretty much free to enter most of the times, and not always party events. There were other types of events like art, post craft and stuff, and then there was like people from a lot of different countries. So I felt that it's not just me, there's a lot more people who are going through the same thing, and perhaps I could do my part in contributing in making them all feel like welcomed and part of something bigger.
So were you a little bit lonely before, and then how do you feel about it now?
The first winter was the hardest because I come from a country where there's a lot of sunlight, about 365 days a year, constantly and consistently, sometimes too hot too. But then coming here, it was a drastic and a contrasting difference, because in winter, the sun vanishes about at 3 or 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And then it's nowhere to be found. So that mentally and emotionally was not the best transition I had experienced. Fortunately, over the 2 years I've been here, the winters have grown kinder on me, and then I'm more used to it at this point.
That's great. So you talked about how you wanted to volunteer because you wanted to contribute. What made you get involved with ESN and volunteer more, and even take on a more of a leadership position?
It all started with a potluck event. I am just a big fan of food, super big fan. And then there was this...
Me too.
Absolutely. Good to know that we are sharing interests right now. And I was looking ways to put myself in the extrovert angle out there. And this event just like topped it off, because I was seeing some 30 to 40 different dishes from about 7 different countries. And I was like, this is good and we could use more of it. So I was like, how can it be part of it? My first week in there, I started hosting events, and 3 months in, I hosted like about 30 events, and I was like, okay, this is going like super good. Let's call it a factor of luck that was exactly when the board transition was happening and they were looking for a suitable volunteer for the vice president position. And my direct senior had been the previous vice president from automation and robotics, and we knew each other a lot. So this was a good conversation that came up, that he asked me if I was interested and if I could step up for it. And I see this as a great opportunity to maybe increase my set of skills and contribute a bit more. So I was like, okay, this would be cool. Let me give it a shot.
And you were quite successful, I could say.
Absolutely. Yes, we had our own special flavor of events. In my term, we concentrated more on arts, and, you know, like one of the hit events that we had over the last year was the Paint and Sip event, which almost gets booked within one day after announcing. And it has become a monthly event where a group of strangers gather together and we just paint.
And sip coffee or tea, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So do you see ESN and the university as two separate things, or is there a special connection between the two?
For the most part of it, yes, my experience as my course alone is quite contrasting to in terms of my experience as a AS member, because it more concentrates on the entertainment and inclusion part, where my other part is more on the quality of education and then aspirations, other stuff. So there's a connecting bridge of interaction and community building, but then other than that, they are still very independently stable hobbies and interests.
You did not really have a motivation to become vice president, but you got more by luck, by chance, you got into it.
Absolutely.
But so once again, your motivation to become vice president was to contribute, or?
Yes. Personally, I would love to see myself someday as a standalone entrepreneur. And this also sees what's the quality of life that someone would have if they have their own firm. For me personally, I don't just want to have any firm that's working with me. I want to be a part of firm or leading one where everyone is actually happy and excited to be part of it. So even if you're doing the best work or the most creative work, the burnouts and other things are a real thing. So I want to just have the basic skills of how to keep things going, how to keep motivating each other, and then, you know, how to feel like a team actually.
Yeah, it's a great skill to have. You talked about creating events and doing things together, maybe even becoming friends. What does ESN do for international students here at the university?
So ESN would be sort of the second step that everyone is made aware of after they come here. Fortunately, because TU contributes a lot in student inclusion for especially the international students. But there are not always universities where they have the best inclusion programs from the start to the end. That's where Erasmus Student Network pitches in. When we host our own exchange program, which is ESN Plus, we also make sure that whoever goes to a different place actually has a good experience there, which is cultural inclusion and ways of bonding with each other. So this is what ESN chapter of every particular city does. We make sure everyone who's coming here from a different city has a place and a voice to say. And also that when they go back, they have like a ton of memories.
Yeah, that sounds nice. If you don't only get an education, but you also get like fun memories and
absolutely.
When you do fun events. So you mentioned the potluck. What got you into ESN in the first place?
Yeah.
What other events and activities have you been a part of? Is there one which has a special memory apart from the potluck, of course?
Absolutely. We did picnics, lake visits, boating events. And then I was a fan of a particular event, which was Stargazing Night. This was held at the top of Phoenix. It's a small hill, if you are aware, if you're a part of Dortmund. And so basically, we all of us took our picnic blankets. We went there. It was summer evening, so the weather is perfect. It's not chilly or cold. And then we put our blankets there at 9:30. The sunset was at 10:30. You know, it is rather spectacular when you watch the sunset from the top of a hill, and then there's some reflections of the whole city from a lake below. And then the night quickly turned into a beautiful summer starry night. We had some music, there was some other food that we brought along, and there were 40 people along, just all of us, 40 people. Could you imagine the kind of vibe and songs? Some people even got their own guitars and they were playing it.
Nice. So that was really memorable, I believe.
Absolutely.
Indian students make up the greatest portion of international students here at TU Dortmund. According to the university, 466 students from India are currently enrolled, 90% of them in a master's program. The program Automation and Robotics, that you also study in, is especially highly sought after. Do you notice there being a particular community of Indian students on campus?
Yes. One of the courses that initially got, fledged by was Indian community, but then over the last two semesters the trend actually increased. Now there are two more courses which are also sort of like highly contribution by Indian students. One would be the Sustainable Energy Systems, SES, and the other one is a data science. And the amount of people in intake is increasing so much that the college has like plans of probably extending the program to summer and a winter intake instead of just a winter intake. And then the expected crowd coming in the next October alone is about 170 people.
And wow.
And then there's 80 more in application stage. So which is still going on. And this is something that we are concerned in a very good way, that if we know that more of us are coming and more of us as, you know, also students, we want to make sure that we have a better access to the opportunities that exist. Mostly half of it is like subtly hidden behind a language barrier, like other student facilities, student councils, or even faculty councils, things like that. So we want to make sure how we could take a community like maybe the Fachschaft of Automation Robotics and make sure that it has enough standing similar to the Fachschaft ADIT.
Ah, yeah. That's a great point. And like this is like during seminars and stuff. And is there like outside of university boundaries, or is there also like when you know these people and you share like a language, do you come together and maybe do, or is there some friendships because of shared culture? Or
yes, despite being a part of a community which comes from a country which is super diverse, even if some people are practically from the same southern or northern part of countries, the odds of we speaking the same language is still 1/16.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Like, there are 5 different languages spoken in south of India alone, and only 2 of them are sister languages. You barely understand. You understand a decent extent. The other 3 are alien completely. You can't even understand.
Wow.
So you have experience that if you travel some 300 kilometers or 500 kilometers in any direction, probably you'll be speaking a new language very soon.
Wow. So just out of curiosity, how many languages do you speak?
I speak about 5 languages of Indian.
Wow.
Indian alone.
Indian alone? That's,
yes.
Wow. But also like a great skill to have, right?
Yes, it does.
Do you think like otherwise having Indian students around shapes the vibe on campus, maybe at Summerfest or...
Absolutely, yes. That is a true thing. We have a community, and since the crowd is stably increasing these days, even finding someone who speaks the same language, the odds of it has greatly increased, which feels like a bit like home. What it means is the ability to make friends got a lot easier, even if you're still struggling to learn German in the first place. Truly, it exists. But the other way is we do catch up on different house parties or game nights, movie
nice.
Nights. We do plan it. It's mostly unofficial, but then you always make a friend through a friend.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, it works that way.
Yeah. So apart from that, how do you think being involved in like a student organization like ESN or the council has shaped your experience at the university?
The second most contributing part of my personal development in terms of methodology or planning or even like social welfare would be the Fachschaft of Automation Robotics. One thing I also equally concentrate on is how the quality of education could be improved or how the provided quality of education could be tailored to us. There are like basic things that we couldn't like feel the same way when we came here because it's still a faculty council that's like developing on the way. So the current one, I was like, when we were there, we didn't have a separate room for our own Fachschaft. And
so you had to fight for that.
Yes, we actually have it now. In the last 6 months, we managed to get one.
Nice. How does it look inside?
The beginner package. We have tables, we have a couple of computers and chairs, which is very good. Now it's a point of how do we want to take it from there to some place that is quite sociable. And also see if there are other ways to have our own facilities like printing services. We also established protocol services, which was one of the most impactful things that was done in the last year in the Fachschaft. And fortunately, due to these changes, and since I was part of the previous board, I was able to be renewed for the next board. But this time as the president of the Fachschaft.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Looking back, is there anything you wish you'd known before moving to Germany for your studies?
Yes, take vitamin D tablets seriously. sunlight is a thing and your mental health is a thing. And these actually have an impact. Just that single pop, you take it in, keeps you sane and gives you the basic motivation to get out of the bed. Winter depression.
Yeah.
Please take it seriously.
Yeah, it's a big thing. I can relate to that. So, yeah. Hey, thank you, Hemant, for talking to me on the podcast. Thank you for the insights on the Indian community and ESN, of course.
It was a pleasure being here.
So, das war eine Folge Voices of TU, ein Podcast von Kurt. In den Shownotes haben wir noch Links zu Kurt und der Website des ESN. Falls ihr wissen wollt, welche Events ESN als nächstes plant, dann findet ihr es auf deren Instagram. Zum Schluss könnt ihr auch noch eine Bewertung dalassen und den Podcast abonnieren. Tschüss!
Kurt bei Eldoradio. Kurt.digital.